State revenue limits restrict the amount of funding school districts can generate from property taxes, but schools can exceed those limits if they pass referendums. 130 Wisconsin school districts have passed recurring referendums. Those let them exceed revenue limits every year to pay for expenses like teacher salaries, if school boards want to. Menominee Falls Assembly Republican Janelle Branchin says that amounts to a permanent property tax increase. Her bill would limit referendums to a maximum of 5 years.
This just says that there's not a forever tax, that you have to go back to your taxpayers, prove your case.
The plan would apply retroactively. It could reduce the amount local school districts can tax by a total of nearly $180 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.